Welcome to Positivity in Pregnancy and Motherhood. My name is Jocelyn and I'm your host, and I am looking forward to visiting with you today about nutrition in pregnancy. I am pregnant with my fifth baby, and that has been one of the areas that I have chosen to focus on and try and get a little better this fifth pregnancy than I have in the past. And I'm going to share some thoughts that I've had surrounding that, and also some tips to help you get a little bit better at nutrition while being pregnant. Hi, I'm Jocelyn, host of the Positive in Pregnancy and Motherhood podcast. I help pregnant women and mothers to find positivity in their season of life through changing their thoughts to work for them and not against them. I help mothers find the small, doable steps in thought and action without making drastic changes to their everyday mom life, and I can help you. Thanks for joining. So I wanted to start with this question, which is likely what I'm going to title this episode, which is, does nutrition in pregnancy even matter? I remember when I was pregnant with my first baby, I was pretty uneducated when it came to pregnancy and kind of just unaware. It wasn't like purposely ignorant, but in a way I was a little bit ignorant about like how pregnancy happened, what happened, what the baby needs, what mom needs. And so I just kind of was like, yes, I'm going to gain weight anyways. I can just eat what I want and just enjoy that. And that's what I did. And that first baby actually did come 9 weeks early. And from what I've read and listened to, that might have been prevented if I had had a better diet. Or maybe not prevented, because my case was pretty extreme, but it could have made it maybe a little less severe based on some of the studies and research that I have read about, especially recently. And so since then, since that first baby, I have done a little bit more educating myself on pregnancy and specifically nutrition in pregnancy. And I have come to the conclusion that nutrition in pregnancy does in fact matter, and it does in fact make a difference, not only for baby who is inside, but also for mom. We know that nutrition matters in life. It makes a difference, and it does when it comes to pregnancy. I have mentioned this before, but if you are in the first trimester and you are really sick, some of the research and videos and things that I've read and watched have said that eating more protein and like limiting any processed foods can help with that nausea and can help it not be so bad. So eating a lot more whole foods and getting rid of the processed foods. And I actually found that to make a difference in that first trimester. Now, I know for some moms that first trimester is really, really hard. I was one of those moms it was really, really hard for. Just try what you can. And I think shifting your thoughts, actually I know, shifting your thoughts around the food you eat will help. So if you're like, man, I really, really want that pasta, but I probably should have the sweet potato because it will make me feel physically better. Like, I won't feel quite as nauseous if I eat something that's not so processed. That simple shift of just thinking, oh, this will be better for my body and like feel better, does make a difference. So that's one of the tips, is shift your mindset to think this will make me feel better. Is eating this way, eating healthier, will make me feel better. Sometimes in Western medicines, some of the doctors and OBGYNs don't really feel that nutrition makes a difference or that it really matters. And it definitely depends on your OBGYN or doctor. Some of them are much more in tune and better at this than others. But I did go to an OBGYN for a while. I really liked him. He's a good guy, but I don't think we ever had a conversation about nutrition. And I feel like nutrition is, just plays such an important role. And if your provider doesn't bring it up, you should bring up nutrition and ask them about nutrition and what they think, and do your own research on nutrition in pregnancy. I have been listening to Ina Mae Gaskin's book about all natural childbirth, and she, in the chapter I recently listened to, kind of went into nutrition pretty deeply, and it's some of it I wanted to reiterate and almost regurgitate to you because I want to remind myself to keep doing better. So I am now past that first trimester and I'm into the second trimester, and those sweet foods that I didn't even crave, like, they almost were revolting in the first trimester. they definitely sound a lot better now. And so it's been a little bit more of a struggle. I mean, overall I've done decent, but there's always room for me to improve a little bit. And that's the goal on this podcast, is just to improve a little bit, because small and simple things over time bring great things to pass. And so now that I'm on my fifth pregnancy, I've done small and simple things for each of those pregnancies, and I've gotten quite a bit better over the years. And you'll notice that as you do that with your pregnancies, you will get quite a bit better over the years as well. So I had mentioned that I was listening to that book, and she talked about how it's hard for the baby to pull nutrients from your body that are not there. And the baby needs a lot of nutrients in the growing process. And it just overall makes everything go so much better if you have those right nutrients and you feel better, and your symptoms oftentimes can be a little bit improved just by having some good nutrition. If good nutrition is hard for you, I want you to just start somewhere. It can feel so overwhelming to get rid of all of those processed foods, because we live in westernized culture where a lot of our foods are processed, and things we eat that are just common day are not super healthy. So it can be really difficult to transition to some of these healthier foods. And so that's why I'm going to encourage you, if it feels daunting, to just start small. And over time, you will get better at it and feel better, and you'll want to make more small changes, especially if you keep listening to encouraging podcasts like this one that help encourage you in that direction, that you want to get a little healthier so you can feel better and so it can nourish your baby a little better. And one of the benefits could be even maybe gaining less weight, because your body is actually using the nutrients because it can. Something I learned, which I like to think of it this way, I don't know if it's like 100% fact or where I learned it, but nonetheless, this thought process helps me, is to think about the calories you eat. So the calories from a Twinkie are different from the calories from like an apple or even a carrot. They are different. And I don't count calories. I hate counting. That's something I have never been able to do, is count any type of anything with eating. I just don't enjoy that. Nonetheless, this was a useful analogy for me to think of. The Twinkie calories, or the Twinkie whatever it is, get stored away as fat or energy because the body doesn't know how quite to break all of those processed things down. It uses a little bit out of it, what it can, and then it'll store the rest away because it doesn't know what to do with it, which it's amazing our bodies can just store that away instead of wreaking havoc on all of our systems. So it's stored. Whereas if you eat an apple or a carrot, your body knows how to use those calories, and it uses them into the processes that your body needs to function and to develop, and while you're pregnant, to grow the baby. So there may need to be some fact checking on that, but I heard that, and to me it's been a useful analogy in my life in striving to eat healthy. is to think about how they are different and how they affect our bodies differently. So start somewhere. If you have an afternoon snack of a Twinkie, I encourage you to start just replacing that afternoon snack with an apple. And the other tip I would encourage you is to drink more water. Like, start simple. And if you're a pretty good eater, you know the next step of what to do and what nutrition your body needs. Sometimes I think we overcomplicate it and make it seem so heavy and burdensome, but just eat the things that sound healthy and sound good. Like, randomly, I have been eating a lot of potatoes lately. Like, I've been cooking potatoes for every meal. And maybe there's a reason my body needs extra potatoes or something. But I have felt to do that. So listen to those little things and do that. And then I'm sure after a time I'll get sick of potatoes and I'll move on to something else. Or something else will sound good or spark my interest. And those might be just the nutrients we need. So keep it simple, but also keep trying. Unfortunately, but also fortunately, a lot of eating is a mental game. And they are often thoughts in our mind that tell us, I need that cookie, I need that candy bar, I deserve it, I'm tired, I'm pregnant, I have been dealing with children and hard things all day, the stress at work is unbelievable. And you can go on and on. And your brain is really good at justifying why you need all these sweet foods. But I want you to think about long term if that is what you want. And if that is who you want to be. And if that is okay with you, then by all means do that. I have a cousin who is definitely a foodie. And they enjoy eating. And they're not ready to change or willing to change that yet. And for some of you, that might be where you're at. But if you're listening to this, and if you have felt the nudge to be a little bit more healthier, I encourage you to act on that. It takes small and simple things, and it takes shifting your mind to being okay with making those choices, to telling yourself different stories about food, and to just get better at it by practicing. So that's what I encourage you to do. Practice this week by replacing something with an apple or a carrot. Drink more water or do whatever else was on your heart to nudge you to be a little bit better in this area. I know that pregnancy can be very hard. It can be very hard to want to eat healthy because processed foods are easier to eat. They don't involve much preparation, whereas healthier foods oftentimes do involve some preparation and some planning ahead. And mentally, it can be draining. If you are having a hard time mentally during this pregnancy, especially if you're in that morning sick phase, I encourage you to look into the Morning Sickness mini course for mental health. It is the top link in the show notes, and they're videos that I have put together. It's me talking to you in video form. I am soon adding all the audios, which will be so fun. And even if you buy it now, you'll be able to get the audios in the future. It won't cost extra to add those or to get those. Anyway, 48 videos that encourage you in positive mental thoughts to help you get out of the rut during this pregnancy and to help you find that pregnancy glow that sometimes can feel lacking when you feel completely overwhelmed, tired, and stressed about all of it, because I have been there. Anyway, I encourage you to check that out. I encourage you to keep moving forward, to smile, and to enjoy this gift of motherhood that God has given to us women. It's pretty special, and it's pretty significant, and it's pretty amazing. You are amazing. Your body is amazing, and it is doing amazing things growing your body. Keep those things in mind, and we will chat again soon. Until next time. Thank you for being a part of the Positive in Pregnancy and Motherhood podcast, for listening, for sharing, and most of all, for applying these tools into your own life to improve your own happiness so that you can find your own better thoughts for a better you in a positive pregnancy, in losing that stubborn baby weight, and becoming the mom you desire to be, through taking small steps in thought, and action to reach your goals. If you are a mother who has an inner desire to enjoy motherhood and pregnancy better, but you are having difficulty figuring it out, I can help you. I can help you find the small, doable steps without drastic changes to your everyday mom life. Reach out, let's connect, and let's see you move forward. My name is Jocelyn, and I thank you for listening. Until next time.